And if you receive Social Security, you may have heard the news this week that your check will not be increasing much next year. The Social Security Administration announced that the benefit would increase by about 0.3%. That's around $5 a month. But as the money you get barely inches up, those with higher incomes will be contributing more, as we heard Hillary Clinton say last night. Here to explain is Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent. He's in New York. Hi, Ali.
Hi, Robin. Good to see you.
Good to hear from you. And now, about 1 in 5 Americans are on Social Security. Why such a small increase, especially if we're going to be getting more from others? And how does it compare to recent years for those who don't follow this?
Well, the increase is determined by law. It's determined by a sort of a basket of goods that represent inflation, and that basket of goods was actually 0.3%. So they can't actually do anything about that. What a lot of advocates argue for is that 60% of all seniors rely on Social Security for at least half of their monthly income. So rather than using this generalized basket of inflation, use a basket that's substantially more relevant to senior citizens. And the examples they give would suggest that if they did that, seniors would see a bigger increase than this 0.3%.
And this small increase could particularly be a problem because some retirees may have higher health care costs.
Yeah. In fact, if you're on Medicare, Medicare premiums will be announced. The increase will be announced in November, generally speaking. But that's also based on the same basket of goods. So it's likely that Medicare will be increased by 0.3%, which means if you're a senior citizen and you're on Medicare, you're getting the 3% increase in Social Security, and you're probably going to see it all disappear into Medicare. So that's a problem. In fact, 30% of Medicare beneficiaries are likely to be paying higher premiums in 2017.
Well, so talk about the higher income Americans who are going to be paying more. And then in general, what are the candidates saying about this? And I mean, that's always been a suggestion. Why don't people who make more pay more into Social Security? Now you've got the largest increase in more than 30 years.
Yeah, so it's a big increase. The percentage that people pay was 6.2%. That's going to be increased to 6.2%. So people who make a lot of money, if you make over $127,200, you're going to be contributing more to Social Security. This is obviously part of the larger problem, and that is that Social Security may not remain solvent for a long time. In 2020, we're going to get to the point where Social Security and Medicare are taking in less than they're giving out, and estimates are that by 2034, they'll run out. Now, Chris Wallace asked the candidates last night what they would do. Neither suggested something like a grand bargain where there would be tax hikes and benefit cuts to sustain Social Security and Medicare. In fact, Trump didn't talk about it much at all. Hillary Clinton says that her tax hikes will be used to bolster Social Security.
What about pushing the age back as people live longer?
Right. That's the other logical suggestion. I mean, we do live longer. We tend to work longer. This is like comprehensive tax reform. All the good thinking on this has been done. It simply requires political will, but it will require bipartisanship, something, we take all the bipartisanship we can muster and use it just to pass a federal budget. So we'll have to wait for this one.
Yeah. Ali Velshi, MSNBC anchor, congratulations on
the
new position, and economics correspondent. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you more.
Bye-bye.